Okay, today's November 11, 2022. Yesterday I did a post about the PE diet by Ted Naiman, or a part of it. Specifically with Ted Naiman, he talks about certain foods to be very wary of. And I talked about foods that have the combination of carbs and fat in the absence of any protein, and how those foods are extremely almost addictive. They're very hard not to overeat. Foods that are high in protein and fiber, or exclusively protein and fiber, are almost impossible to overeat. And so to be very careful of those foods. And I alluded at one point to the fact that people weren't getting enough protein, particularly older adults are not getting enough protein. And I've talked about this in previous thinning, but I just want to touch a little bit of a review, because a little bit of history. You know, for years the muscle magazines peddled, and still do, protein powder. And of course, protein powder is in every health food store and sports store and whatnot. And there were some, quite a few, who said, you know, protein powders are a ripoff. There is no need to supplement with protein. There's plenty of protein to be had in chicken, beef, turkey, fish, all those things. And it doesn't make any sense to supplement with protein powder. And I sort of bought into the latter part of it, and I think protein powder is more a sense of convenience than need. But of course they also say that most people are getting more protein than they need, and that second part is the one that I've come to realize is definitely not the case, particularly with older adults. So there's a guy by the name, I think it's Stuart Roberts from McMaster University, who specializes in that. And he talks about how older adults, we don't absorb as well, and we probably need more to get. And we could get into quality of protein, things like that. But in dealing with some of my clients, and I always tell them to emphasize protein, not only to get enough protein, but I know if people start off their plate thinking of the protein first, make sure to get sufficient protein in every meal, they're less likely to overeat. Whereas if they had foods, again, that are carbs and fat in the absence of protein, then they're going to not get enough and are more likely to overeat. So one of the things I talk to people sometimes as I'm training them, ask them what do they have for breakfast and things like that. So I just thought I would do a bit of an experiment here. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to share an app that I use called, I'm not sure if it's pronounced chronometer or chronometer, because it's like the word chronometer is in like a stopwatch, only it is, hang on here, I got to find that. Oh, there it is, Safari, right there. All right, so sharing this screen. So I just want to point out here, how easy or hard it is to get food. So the way you do this is you add a food. So I asked somebody, what did you have for breakfast? So they tell me they had a bowl of cereal. So, you know, like cornflakes, let's say. And so Kellogg's cornflakes, and serving, it says 100 grams. I don't know if there's other choices here. So a cup. So let's say 2 cups. So you got 2 cups of this. And so far, you've got 4 grams of protein in this. Now, of course, you're going to have it with milk. So let's choose some 2% milk. And they're going to have that with, I don't know. I don't think they, maybe let's say 6 ounces of milk. So 6 ounces of milk. So see the running total here, they're up to a whopping 10 grams of protein. So by the way, I should have started this by saying, let's assume here it's a 150 pound person, or at least 150 pounds is what they'd like to be if they were lean. Now I'm using that number arbitrarily, that'd be a pretty small man or a large woman. And I'm going to assume here that people should get 1 gram of protein for every pound of lean weight. So the goal here is 150. So that's what we've had for breakfast. So I'm not going to split this app, allows us to split it into different meals, but I'm just going to add meals as we go along. So let's say now, midway through the morning, they stop by at Tim Martin's and they have a muffin. And let's say that it's, or let's make it maybe not as bad, maybe a bagel. And of course, they're thinking about getting, so we're gonna have a medium bagel, so they're gonna put some cream cheese on it, because somebody told them that cream cheese, or cheese contains, let's just use cream cheese here, brick. So maybe spreading an ounce on there. And so now we're up to 700 calories and a whopping 23 grams of protein. So then let's have lunch. So what are we having for lunch? So let's see if we can get here. I'm going to be lazy. Say ham and cheese sandwich. See if they have that on the list here, so I don't have to break it down into Sandwich Brothers, ham and cheese melts, club sandwiches, ham and cheese. All right, let's say we're having a club sandwich, and so that's not bad. This particular club sandwich, we got 29 grams of protein, so we're up to 52. So now we've had lunch, so let's have a mid-afternoon snack. So the mid-afternoon snack is, I don't know, it might be a good choice, bad choice, probably a piece of fruit. So let's say an apple, and let's say that it's a large apple, and let's have something in there with what we think has maybe protein. So another one, peanut butter. Let's say, I know that's a weird combination, but peanut butter. People say, oh, I had peanut butter, I had protein. Well, peanut butter does have protein, but you know, a tablespoon of protein is only 4 grams of protein. Quite a bit of fat, mind you. And so now we're up to 57 grams of protein. So now we get to dinner. So people tend to do better at dinner. So let's say Phil's having a steak. So let's say that he's having a 9-ounce steak, 408 calories, and of course with that it jumps up to 133. So you'll see steak, if you're eating steak, that can jump up and really fast do that. So, you know, but the challenge here is you've gotten 76 grams of protein. That's a 9-ounce steak. That's a pretty big steak. If I change that to say a 5-ounce steak, 42, we're only got 100 grams of protein. But then, of course, then you've got, you're gonna have a baked potato with that. And so let's say here, just one medium baked potato, some sour cream on there. Could be butter as well. So let's say just a tablespoon. So we're up to 1,905 calories. So remember, we not only want to get the 150 grams of protein, we want to get it within 2,000 to 2,500 of calories, or else we're eating too much food, depending on who you are, and you're going to start to put on weight. So, but of course, for dessert, we're going to have a little ice cream. So let's say not a whole cup, let's say 0.7 of a cup. So now we're up to 2,100 calories. And then at night before we go to bed, we're gonna have another snack. So what are we having at night? Let's have another sandwich. So let's do this time toasted tomato with bacon. I find that I'm trying to make this factor tomato bacon sandwich. See if that helps here. Turkey, bacon, and cheese with tomatoes. Okay, reduced fat mozzarella. That's actually that's a lean pockets thing. So let's see what we got here. That's 260 calories. Only 12 grams of it is protein. So I'll put that in. So now this person is up to 2,356. Calories, and let's say that in a given day, unless somebody doesn't drink, if they have, say, a cup of wine is 8 ounces, So let's say you have 2 cups of wine. So there's 400 calories. So now we're up to 2,800 calories. And we've got 119 grams of protein. And we've got 287 grams of carbs, 83 grams of fat. Probably more calories for most people than they should eat. And I've left out here all kinds of, if you went to a restaurant, had a dessert or things like that. So if we just changed, let's change out breakfast here. So can I just delete that? Yes. So let's delete the breakfast, and instead let's have some Greek yogurt and plain not fat, and say let's say a cup here. We got a cup, yeah. So a cup of yogurt, and I add that. And then with that cup of yogurt, let's have some maybe frozen, some raspberries to make it taste all right. So let's have a cup of raspberries. Okay, so cup mashed, okay, maybe not mashed there, apparently a cup whole pieces. There we go, a lot less. Okay, so now what have we done? I've brought the calories down to 2680, and I've got the fat up. So then there's the bagels and the cream cheese. So let's lose the bagel and the cream cheese. And instead, let's talk about, say if you're gonna have a chicken breast, and chicken breast, even if it's just a real small one, 4 ounces, now I've said my protein is up over 158 grams and my calories are down to 2450. So the peanut butter, I'm gonna lose the peanut butter because it's more fat than anything else. Barely touched my protein. Baked potato, we don't wanna take away the fun here. That's good with sour cream. Sour cream is there. Let's lose the ice cream and replace it with, say, some more frozen yogurt, not frozen, but Greek yogurt. Instead of having 1 cup, let's have a 2nd cup. And now we've got, now we're 175 grams of protein, and we're down to 2309, and we even fit in that glass of wine. If we just do nothing else here, but change it from 2 glasses of wine to 1 glass of wine, you're now about 2,109 calories, 175. You've got your protein and a little bit more. So I use some things, and some of these maybe don't always work out, but just the point of just paying a little bit of attention. And because even in the example that I use, it wasn't that bad, but I see people, particularly women, who are getting only 60, 70, 80 grams of protein a day. And protein, if you're getting enough with a little bit of extra, is necessary for good health. Now, once you've gotten enough, getting a whole lot more isn't going to perform any magic. As a matter of fact, probably some evidence for getting too much more might have some basis for not being good, but I often find when people demonize anyone macro, it's usually about too many calories in general. But I know that once you're getting enough, whatever enough is, there's controversy. I think a gram per lean pounds of body weight is a good place to start and to go with that. But if you're not getting enough, keep this in mind, that at any point in time, there's protein synthesis, your body's building up, and then there's protein breakdown. In other words, the cells in your body, and different cells do it at different speeds. Some do it within a matter of days, some do it over months, some do it in years. But every cell in your body eventually dies and is replaced by a new cell. So picture it this way, and I think Ted Neiman uses this in his book, so I got to give credit for this analogy, or it might be Stuart Roberts again, Anyways, picture that there's a bricklayer, and at one end of the wall, he keeps putting up bricks. And at the other end of the wall, there's another guy that's taking bricks away. Well, if you aren't, the bricks being protein in this scenario, if you aren't getting at least enough protein to replace the ones that are going away, your body's needs for protein will be met one way or the other, or your body's going to try. And what it'll do is it'll go to other parts of your body that contain protein and take it from there, which means long term, being in a protein deficit is going to be detrimental to your cells, I think, at a cellular level as things go through. So again, it's not that proteins, I'm just going to say, it's not magic. You buy protein powder and you're suddenly going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger and things like that. But it is essential. And notice that, you know, there's certain fats and there's certain in your protein. Proteins are composed of amino acids, and fats are composed of fatty acids. Now, you've heard the term essential amino acids, and you've heard the term essential fatty acids. There's no such thing as an essential carb, although carbs do provide variety, they provide satiety, and a lot of vitamins and minerals. Of course, a lot of carbohydrates, foods are high in fiber, which is good for you as well. But you need to get enough protein, and as we get older, we don't absorb it as well, so we need to be particularly careful. So I said, I'll leave you with this. This is my thought, is a gram for every pound of lean mass. It also depends on the quality. Think if you were getting all your protein from fish and chicken and eggs and animal products, which we know is the highest quality, maybe you get away with 120 or 130 for a 150-pound person. If you choose to be a vegan, or if you're getting more of your things from things like nuts and lentils and tofu and things like that, I think you can still do it. Two things: you have to be more meticulous in your combining of proteins to make sure you're getting all the essential amino acids, and you probably need to consume more grams of protein. So if 150 is the average, then maybe it's 200 if you're getting them from plant sources, maybe it's only 120. And I'm picking those numbers completely off the top of my head, but just so you know whether they're accurate or not, just to say that protein quality matters. Also, the extent to which you spread it out throughout the day, to not get it all at once. It's now been said that's not as important as once thought, because it used to say, you know, if you're getting more than so much protein in one shot, you can't absorb it all anyways. But they use that on people, my understanding, they use it on people who are fasting. They use whey protein, which is what is in most good protein powders. And of course, on an empty stomach, it absorbs very quickly and it digests very quickly. You're drinking in a smoothie or protein shake. And then of course, then goes to your blood system fast, and some of it gets used for energy. If on the other hand, you're eating a steak, and you're combining it with fiber and other things, it digests much slower, so the protein is released into your body much slower. So the timing is not as important as once thought. But still, especially for older people who don't absorb as well, spreading it out throughout the day is probably a good idea, even if not as critical as once thought. Anyways, hope this was of value to you. Please share, please subscribe. Welcome all your comments, point out any errors that I'm making in your opinion, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.